It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, if you're not watching Review on Comedy Central, you are missing out on comedy gold. Forrest McNeil is a critic, but instead of reviewing theater, movies, or restaurants, he reviews life. What's it like to break the law? What's it like to be addicted to drugs? What's it like to eat 30 pancakes? The show and Forrest McNeil is the brainchild of comedian Andy Daly. Daly can be seen on a ton of great TV, including Eastbound and Down, where he played Principal Cutler. Daly cut his teeth with the UCB Theater in New York City. The new season of Review begins tonight, and it's my pleasure to welcome Andy Daly to the download. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I love that intro.
So tell us about where the idea of Review comes from. I, you know, as much as you love the intro, I love the show. Tell us about the concept behind Forrest McNeil.
Yeah, so Forrest McNeil is a guy who reviews life experiences the way that other people might review movies or books or whatever, and his audience suggests things for his review. And he will go out and he will do whatever he is asked to do. There's no, you know, he never sifts through these things. He'll do whatever his audience asks him to do, and he will do it full out, totally committed to it. And then he'll rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, moronically. And he believes that this is an important service to humanity, and that he is uniquely qualified to do it, which is what drives him to take on some of the most damaging experiences to himself and to others that you could possibly take on.
Right. Now, the character, is the character from your canon of work that you've done off stage or on stages in New York City with your sketch comedy group or with UCB, or is this something that was created specifically for Comedy Central?
Forrest McNeil is a brand new character. You know, he's similar to kinds of guys that I've played before. He's sort of nerdy in the ways that Terrence Cutler from Eastbound and Down is nerdy, and he's, you know, he's... I play guys like that a lot of the time, who are sort of repressed and the last person in the world that you would expect to freak out and do insane things is kind of my favorite thing to play. So he's similar to other guys I play, but a new character.
Where does that character come from? Because you're right, there are similarities in some of the work you've done before, including Principal Cutler. Is that close to real-life Andy Daly, or is that just sort of the character that you gravitate to find the comedy in?
I think the character I gravitate to, you know, like, I'm aware that the way that people receive me when they first see me is as, like, a smiley, freckly guy with pimples who looks like he'd be very at home in the suburbs, you know, like, nothing... There's nothing extreme about the way that I look. So then to sort of play that look, to go to dark and weird and surprising places, is always delightful to me.
You know, I mentioned in the intro you were at UCB. You're one of the first cast after the original UCB went to New York. The Chicago group, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, Amy Poehler, Ian Roberts, they moved to New York. We know them very well here in Chicago. But you and others who are now sort of taking over comedy on all the channels were the first, you know, the class with the Swarm and things like that. Talk about your experiences with UCB and how that still stays with you as you are, you know, doing Forrest on Review.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was in New York in 93, and the UCB got there in 96, and I was trying to do improv wherever I could before they got there. When they came to town, I saw their AFCAT show, and at the end of that AFCAT show, which blew my mind, Matt Walsh said, "Hey, we're teaching a workshop, so sign up in the lobby." And I ran to the lobby. Everybody in this audience is going to sign up for this workshop. And I was like one of the first names on the list. And Walsh called me and said, "Hey, we're doing it this Sunday. You want to come down?" So I was in the first workshop of what is now like a bi-coastal massive school teaching so many people how to do improv. I'm very proud to say I was one of the first people to jump on it. And I've took class with all four of those guys and other people that they brought from Chicago, Armando Diaz. And I learned so much that I use all the time on Review, just about creating stories and having stories call back to earlier beats and stuff like that. And we improvise all the time and improvise in a way that's consistent with what's happening. You don't create new crazy stuff. You help reinforce the theme that's being made and the story that's being told through your improvising. I use that all the time.
This will be season two of Review. What can Forrest McNeil review that he hasn't already? Because in season one, what's it like to go to space? What's it like to be addicted to drugs? What's it like to eat 30 pancakes? Those were life-changing events for Forrest. Is it going to go in the same direction where it's just more of the sort of life-changing events that he has to review?
Yeah, you know, we have a wall gorgeous ceiling of index cards with review topics on them. There's just seems like so many things that it would be fun to put Boris through. And so in season two, yeah, he has to go through a lot of very challenging things. In the premiere, he has to experience what's it like to have a bare-knuckle brawl and what's it like to blackmail someone and what's it like to go to a glory hole. And then, so there's just all kinds of things.
You know, it's been a while since I saw the end, but it wasn't the last review episode, wasn't the last one, what it's like to quit your job? I mean, didn't he walk out the door and sort of end review in a way, like with a cliffhanger?
He did, yeah. Forrest, at the very end of season one, the only smart thing we've ever seen him do, which was to quit the show. He punched out his producer and ran away. But, you know, we talk a little bit this season, particularly in our second episode, about and that there was no place for him to go and nothing else for him to do. So he has come back to the show, hits the ground running, doing insane crap all over again.
Well, it's a great show. Review, it premieres season two tonight on Comedy Central. Andy Daly, the star who plays Forrest McNeil, is with us. Andy, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk on The Download.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. This is fun.